Shalom Aleichem. It is day 35 of the Omer, and we are continuing in chapter 5 of Shkolim. Elu hen hamamunim shahayu b'mikdash. These are them that were the appointed ones that were in the temple. Now we're going to have a list of positions and names, but it's a very strange language that the Mishnah introduces with, and the Bartner explains that according to his understanding, these names that we're going to see are the Gavri Dechoshiv, lo bizman echad hayu. These are the VIP administrators that were in the temple, the cream of the crop, and they didn't all live at the same time. And the Rav Bartner, he brings another explanation from his rabbis. He says, Rabosai Perishu, my own rabbi said, Al Shem Shemamonim Harishonim, Shinitmane Olkach, that these names that are in the Mishnah were the first person to serve in that capacity. So perhaps they put a plaque on the door with that guy's name on it, and then the next person to serve in that office had the same plaque on the door and never changed the plaque. So it could be something like this, that the position was known by the first person to fill the position, or was known by someone who was especially pious and capable at that job. So let's see who these men were. Yochanan ben Pinchas alechot tamut. He was in charge of the seals. Now we're going to learn tomorrow in Mishnah Gimel about these seals. It was a method for buying items in the temple. Achia al nesachim. Achia was appointed on the libations. He was the libation guy. Matitya ben Shmuel ala payasut. Matitya was in charge of the lotteries. There were various functions and activities in the temple that were done by lottery, as we're going to see. Petachia ala kinyan. And Petachia was in charge of the bird pairs. And the Mishnah explains, Petachia ze Mordechai. That's the famous Mordechai from the Megillah, is also known as Petachia. Lamani krashmo Petachia. So why was he called Petachia in this function? Shaya poteach. He could open in complicated matters and explain them to people. And he knew 70 languages. That was an important deal. Mordechai had been on the Sanhedrin, so he was familiar with the 70 languages, but that became important when Bigtan and Teresh were plotting against Ahasuerush using the Lashon Kasti, using the Kastian tongue that other people didn't understand, but Mordechai did. It's also important to note that the bird pairs were often brought by women so that they could eat carbonos, eat offerings when they came to be Ole Regal. So, of course, women and children and men, everyone, families were coming in from all over the globe of that time, which was probably half a globe. But anyway, people were coming from all over, and they had to know what kind of offerings to bring to be kosher to partake in other carbonot. So it was very important for Mordechai, for Petachia, to be understanding in all these languages in case some Chaldeans or some Africans came to bring carbono, to bring their bird pairs. He had to know exactly what to do because the bird pairs can be mixed up, can be very complicated, as we'll learn in Masechet Kinim later. The Mishnah goes on, Ben Achia al Chole Me'ayim. They had a doctor on call who specialized in GI. He was the intestine doctor. The Bartner explains, why did they need a GI specialist on call? Because the Kohanim would walk around barefoot on a cold floor, which was not good for their overall digestion. And they also ate a lot of red meat, but they didn't drink a lot of red wine. They had to drink a lot of water with it. They couldn't drink wine in the Mikdash. Now, Rabbi Silber will tell you that one of the biggest cures mentioned in the Talmud is red meat and red wine. But if you're having a lot of red meat without the red wine, apparently it's not so good for the Kishkas. Good to have a doctor on call. Mishnah goes on, Nechunya, Chofer Shichin, the famous Nechunya, was the ditch digger, the water irrigation system engineer. Gavini Cruz. Gavini was the announcer. He would famously say, time to get up and start the avoda. Ben Gever, al Neilat Sharim. Ben Gever was in charge of closing and locking the gates. Ben Bave, ala Pekia. And Ben Bave was in charge of the Pekia. Now, there's some explain this was the whip that he would walk around making sure none of the Levim and Kohanim guarding the doors fell asleep and they would get a whipping. Or it could be the wicks. He was in charge of the wicks for lighting. Ben Arza ala Tzilzul. Ben Arza is in charge of the cymbals. He's the percussion guy. Hugras ben Levi ala Shir. Hugras the Levi, he was in charge of the song. There's a Gemara that says this Hugras ben Levi could sing two notes at the same time. He put his finger in his mouth, somehow could make two notes at the same time. It was very good what his shir was capable of. Beit Garmu al Masei Lechem Apanim, the house of Garmu, that household had the secrets, had the skills to make the Lechem Apanim. Beit Avtinas al Masei Ketor, the Beit Avtinas was familiar with the secret spices the Mali Asha and the secret things that were in the incense. Elazar ala Parochet, Elazar was in charge of curtains, Pinchas ala Malbush, and Pinchas was in charge of the clothing, he was the wardrobe for the Kohanim. On to Mishnah Bet. En pochtin mishlosha gizbarin, umishiva amarkalin. We have no less than three treasurers. So we're dealing with money. You need to have three people there to decide what to spend the funds on. You need three men there, like a miniature bezdin. Umishiva amarkalin. And seven supervisors. Amarkalin, they say amarkol, means they have authority. So they're sort of supervisors. They make sure that there's no improper spending. And the Bar Nura explains there were seven keys to the lockbox, seven keys to the treasury. So you needed all seven of these men to approve to make withdrawals from the treasury. The ein osin srora olatzibor b'mamon pachot mishnayim, and the Mishnah adds we do not have a position of authority over the public for financial matters with less than two men. So you don't appoint two people to be in charge of collecting tzedakah. You don't appoint a single person to be in charge of collecting and distributing tzedakah. You need two people there to make sure everybody's honest. But the Mishnah says, Chutz mi ben achia shal cholei me'ayim ve'elazar shal parochet. But there were exceptions. The ben achia, the GI specialist, he was allowed to work alone, even though maybe sometimes he had to spend money to buy prescriptions or buy herbs to help the Kohanim with their kishkes. So he was allowed to do it alone. And Elazar was also the curtain guy who was allowed to buy materials to replace the curtains. She'otan kiblu rov atzibor alehem. Because these people, most of the tzibor, realize that they are experts and they're completely honest and trustworthy and experts in what they're doing, so we don't mind them spending money on the curtains and the prescriptions. Yashar koach and zay gesund.